and Wasim is back with more business news.
Thanks, David. Good morning. In the world of high finance, stock markets and investments, there are very few people who can genuinely move the financial markets with what they say. Warren Buffett, the so-called sage of Omaha, can and usually does. The man who famously bet against the Bank of England and walked away with $1 billion, George Soros, can. And then there is George Soros' former business partner, Jim Rogers. They together set up the Quantum Fund, which they used to launch that attack on Sterling in the early 90s. Now, Rogers is warning that there is worse, much worse to come for the global economy. Batten down the hatches. He thinks Greece will leave the Eurozone, but hopes it won't. I spoke to him a short while ago from Singapore, where Jim Rogers is now based.
Well, I hope they don't exit the Eurozone. It would not be good for Greece. It would not be good for the Euro. But remember, we have the election in the U.S. in November and then the German election. So both of those countries are going to do everything they can to hold things together, at least for several more months. Let's see, 3 months from now would be September. By September, we're probably going to have more turmoil, whether it's caused by Greece or Spain or who, I don't know. But Wasim, there's a lot more turmoil coming. Be worried. Be prepared.
What makes you say so emphatically there's more turmoil coming?
Well, first of all, in the U.S., we've had recessions or slowdowns every 4 to 6 years since the beginning of the Republic. Well, you can add 2007 plus 4, 2007 plus 5, 2007 plus 6. So we're going to have a slowdown in 2013. We've had them forever. It's coming again after the election, probably not until after the election. And the next slowdown is going to be much worse, Wasim. Remember, in 2002, we had a slowdown. 2007 and 8 was much worse because the debt was so much higher. Wasim, the debt now is going through the ceiling, through the sky. We're going to have a much worse time next time around.
Is there any way out of this?
No, not that I know of. The best way, of course, would be to let people like Greece go bankrupt. Yes, there are things that can be done to make it better in the long run. But Wasim, the West has been living in excess for 50 years. You don't just wake up one day after 50 years of excess and say, oh, well, now why don't we start over? Somebody's got to pay the price. I don't particularly like saying that, but facts are facts.
Some might accuse you of scaremongering here and being a bit too bearish and pessimistic about the future here.
Well, Wasim, that's fine, but those people should do what they want. They shouldn't go merrily along whistling and say, why, it's a wonderful day. But Wasim, those who recognize reality should prepare. If they don't agree with me, they can keep doing what they're doing in the past, but I'm trying to prepare. If I want to survive the next 5 years, if I don't, then I'll be out of work and won't have a job either.
So how are you trying to survive and prepare for what you think is a very gloomy scenario?
Well, I'm very bullish on some things, Wasim. Well, let me hold on.